You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
It is indeed the Britpop Show, and I'm going to start with a song. But before that song, I'm going to let you know that I'm sitting here with the biggest bruise I've ever had anywhere on my body, and it's on my groin. More about that after this song.
Marie,
Marie Marie by Electricity, and it was at that point when Electricity brought that out that we knew there was a sniff in the air that they might be bringing some new stuff out. And they did. They brought an album out 2 years ago now, 2024, and they're on tour. I say tour. It's two dates only in the UK in July sometime, early July. I think it's 7th and 8th of July. One in Kent and one in Yeovil. Very south, but what can you do? It's worth the journey. And there's also a VIP ticket, so get on it. Right, I promised I'd tell you all about the bruise on my groin. And basically, you probably remember a few months ago, I had a bit of a thing with my heart. It was called atrial fibrillation, and they tried to restart it. Didn't work. So now they had to do a slightly more serious thing, where they had to go in via the groin with a couple of wires, which is why over the last couple of weeks, I've not been on the show. Still getting some migraines from it, but if anybody is having that procedure and wants me to talk through them with about how, you know, what to expect, feel free to DM me. You know where to find me. It's at the Britpop Show on Twitter. But, sitting here with that bruise, I thought, what am I going to do? Well, what's the theme going to be? Well, I also, last week, happened to have a birthday. So everybody around this time of year knows that we have the birthday show. And that is the show in which I just basically get to choose whatever I want. And the Long Pigs, I'm obviously going to play. And I thought I'm just going to play something. It's a B-side. It's one that's not often played. You probably only ever hear it on the radio on the Britpop show. So I thought I might as well play it now. It's Blah, Blah, Blah.
Be honest, how good's the bass line on that song?
The Long Pigs, a gig from The Long Pigs, that would be a great birthday present. Right, I'm back. I'm better than ever before, but I'm a year older, which means I'm a year more mature and a year further away from Britpop, although Britpop is still alive, as proven by this next track.
Pulp, fresh off the back of their recent Brit Award nomination. I might actually watch the Brit Awards this year. I wonder if Jarvis will be allowed to go on stage, or even if he's not allowed on stage, whether he will go anyway. 30 years since that happened. I wonder if he's learned his lesson. Let's hope not. Right, the rules today are my birthday, so therefore my rules. If, however, you would like to hear a song, send it to me and I'll think about it. In the meantime, I'm going to play you what I think is Dodgy's best song, and you've got 3 seconds to guess what that is, and you'll never guess what it is. It's in fact Homegrown. I know no one agrees with me that that's their best song, but it's right up there, surely. What an album, three-piece suite. I don't know if they've got it on vinyl. If it does exist on vinyl, why do I not have it in my collection? And why have none of you lot bought it for me for my birthday? Right, what's going on with this? I need to pause that and then eject it and see what happens. God, that worked. Can you believe it? I've actually, after about 6 years, finally got used to this tech. Right, the beauty of this show, and I think the show is beautiful. The beauty beauty of it is the fact that I can bring to you songs that you might not necessarily have heard before. And these next two bands are exactly that. The first one, The Dandies, they, every time I play them and don't mention them, people contact me and say, what was that band? What were they called? It's The Dandies. And the band after that, Cube, are the little, is the little brother of the two brothers in Space Hog. Are you following so far?
Hits from the 1990s.
Success will take him nowhere. He's got no care. Oh yeah. He's laughing at the world now, and somehow he is love. He thinks he's got it all now, but he has.
success will take him nowhere. He has got no care, oh yeah. He's laughing at the world now, and somehow he is loved. He thinks he's got it all now.
That's also a comeback gig that's never going to happen. Cube, their debut album, it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. If you can get it on CD or anything, in fact, make sure you do. I remember getting, it was 7-inch vinyls that got me into them. I think I picked it up for like 99p in HMV. Got me into Cube, loved them ever since back in the day. Right, it's my birthday, my choice. I'm going to choose a Supergrass track next. And it's, again, it's a B-side just because that's the way we roll on this show.
Taking you back to the 90s.
Come again. Wait for the one.
Love the guitar on that one. Right, I'm going to play a Radiohead song, and I was going to play something upbeat for Radiohead, believe it or not, but I thought, no, I'm going to play this song that I went to see them last year, their gig, and it was a little bit disappointing. They didn't play a lot of the songs I wanted them to play, but they did play this one, and there's a bit in this song where it just really kicks in, and I just love it, and I want to share that with you on my birthday.
From your sleep, the drying of your tears. Today we escape, we escape. Past and get dressed before your father hears us, before all hell breaks loose. A song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.
Great song, but it's time to crack it up a notch, don't you think? Here's a bit of Gomez.
Ah.
1990s.
Welcome to this empty ministry I've left.
You had the younger Langdon brother earlier in the show, and now we've had the elder ones in Space Hog. I love a bit of Mungo City, written for a film that never actually ended up happening, but I'm glad they got commissioned to do it. Otherwise, one of their best songs would never have been written off their second album, which I think is... it's nearly as good as their first album. Their first album is a belter. Go and check them out. Right, to celebrate the fact that Liam Gallagher is moving to the Cotswolds just around the corner from me, let's have a bit of Oasis, taking it right back to the beginning.
I haven't seen your face round since I was a kid. You're bringing back those memories of the things that we did. You're hanging round and climbing trees pretending to fly. Do you want to be a spaceman and live in the sky? You got how many bills to pay and how many kids? And you forgot about the things that we did. The town where we're living has made you a man, and all of your dreams are washed away in the sand. Well, it's alright, it's alright. Who are you and me to say what's wrong and what's right? Do you still feel like me? Well, sit down here and we shall see. We can talk and find common ground. Forget about feeling down. We can just forget about life in this town. It's funny how your dreams change as you're growing old. You don't want to be no spaceman, you just want the gold. Dream stealers are lying in wait, but if you want to be a spaceman, it's still not too late. Well, it's alright, and it's alright. Who are you and me to say what's wrong and what's right? Do you still feel like me? Well, sit down here and we shall see. We can talk about common ground, and we can just forget about feeling down. We can just forget about life in
another amazing B-side from Oasis. Now, we're getting towards the end. Only two more songs to go, and one of them is going to be The Wanna Dies. Here's Kid.
I want to be everything. I have at least a million. Be a football star, play left-handed guitar. I want a place for me and you, a treehouse big enough for two. 'Cause in my dreams you always seem to be a girl, sweet as around the world,
caviar. Experience some love bizarre. And in my dreams, you always seem to be a girl full of
The One That Eyes with Kid off their debut album. Now that's it. We've got to the end of the show. Thanks for listening. I'm going to leave you with a blue tone song that doesn't get enough airplay. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.